Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 16th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 46 to 48, attaining a true perspective of life. We read in Genesis chapter 47 verses 7 to 10 like this. Then Joseph brought in his father Jacob and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How old are you?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage." So Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. When Joseph brought his aged father Jacob before Pharaoh to introduce him, as in the normal custom those days, Pharaoh asked Jacob how old he was. Jacob could have simply answered that he was 130 years old and would have been accurate in his answer. However, when we examine the answer that Jacob gave to Pharaoh, we see that Jacob had truly gained a better perspective of his own life. It will be helpful for us to analyze Jacob's answer in order to get a better perspective of our own lives. And here are four points for us to note. Number one, our life is a pilgrimage. As the words of Jacob said, "The days of the years of my pilgrimage." This observation is a key insight that should channel our priorities every day. Psalms 84 verse 5 tells us that we are blessed when we set our hearts and lifestyle as though on a pilgrimage. The writer of Hebrews observed that the Old Testament patriarchs confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And this should be our daily confession as well. Number two, we are growing old. Jacob was 130 years old when he appeared before Pharaoh, and he could live in Egypt for only 17 more years before his death. We know that Moses has made the following observation: the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, they are 80 years. When we realize that we are growing old, this will be our prayer to God. As we read in Psalms 90 verse 12, "So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Number three, our days are few and evil. Though he was 130 years old, Jacob presents his lifespan by days, which he calls few, and they appeared in retrospect as evil because his life had been one almost unbroken series of trouble. Let us remember the words of Jesus before his death that in this world we will have tribulations, but we can rejoice through it all, for he has overcome the world. Number four, we are no better off than our parents. All his life, Jacob had schemed and struggled to achieve something more in his life, starting from his birth, for Esau's firstborn birthright, for his father's ancestral blessings, and for God's blessing. However, now when Jacob looks back at his life achievements, he realized that he was not better off than his grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac. Let us understand the essence of our lives through Solomon's observation about human life that we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 15. "As he came from his mother's womb, naked shall he return, to go as he came, as he shall take nothing from his labor which he may carry away in his hand." The righteous Job also came to the same conclusion when he lost everything that he possessed. Like Jacob, let us also attain a true perspective of our lives and live our lives for eternal purposes only.